guys, welcome to Double the T Podcast. I'm your host, Megan.
And I'm Sarah Ann, and we are
the Ombi Twins.
Welcome back.
Man, I just feel so much better now that everybody knows about you being pregnant.
Oh, yeah, you feel better? Imagine how I feel.
Yeah, I feel, oh my gosh, like such a huge weight has been lifted off my shoulders.
Yeah, now when I'm panting going up three stairs, I don't have to explain it.
I'm going to be honest with you. I did tell people, so I wasn't even...
I know.
Well, you said I could tell some of my clients. It's just like a couple of my clients.
I know, but I was like, that's why I was like messaging. I never tell everybody. I'm like,
You didn't tell me that.
Yeah, I texted you and I was like, well, don't try to...
I didn't tell. Like, it wasn't... And I knew... The people that I told, I knew weren't going to say anything to anybody that like you would be in your sphere. Listen, it was a big day for me, okay?
Yeah, it was so big for you.
Big day for me. It kind of was, because we talked about last week, because it was like a redo. You know, so I felt like I finally got the, like, I get to be excited experience. So anyways.
Well, you get to experience the, like, which is funny. I mean, I'm going to say this. It's going to sound negative. It's really not negative. But when you're pregnant, it was the one time in my life I felt so invisible. Like, so invisible. Because nobody ever was like, how are you doing, Sarah? And it was always like, how's Megan? Like, how's the baby? Like, how's Megan? How's Megan? And I'm like, and it's fine. I mean, I understand. Yeah. I'm like, of course I get it. But I was like, it's the one time in my life of like, wow, I am invisible. Nobody cares about me, which is, again, it's fine. My life was irrelevant.
But you know what? But I think I'm like, yeah, how's the baby? Let me tell you, give you guys all the updates on the baby.
Well, the baby is just growing and sucking every inch of life out of me.
Just being a leech.
It's, me and Dustin were going through, because you have like those like pregnancy app things. I'm so sorry, guys. For those people that don't care about anything pregnancy, you're going to hear it because I'm obviously in the thick of it. But it's like every week it'll tell you like the size or whatever. And it's funny because it'd be like, okay, this week you're a peach. And then the next week it's like, this week you're a mango. And then it'd be like, I mean, Dustin, like, they're just like, they just don't have enough fruits. And then it'd be like, this week you're a bunch of grapes. And then it'd be like, this week you're an ear of corn. So Dustin's like, man, the baby's really taking different shapes in there.
Yeah, this week it's the shape of a banana. And you're like, what
no, no,
is happening
it was one
down
of them
there?
Was a bunch of bananas. It had a bunch of bananas.
There's no way it's already a bunch of bananas.
No, it's not. But I'm saying those were like, we like read through all of them or whatever. But it's just funny because it'd be like, You're a pear. And then they're like, the shapes are the exact same pretty much. And you're like, okay, you just ran out of shapes. But the very end, it was a freaking, week 40 was a freaking watermelon. And then week 41, if you go over, was a big watermelon. And I was like, dude.
I'm 4 days over.
I know. I mean, and yeah, that's okay. That baby
is
cooking.
No, it's not. Because a watermelon is not the size of what Aria came out as.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe weight-wise. Because, like, a watermelon may not be as, like, dense as a baby. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I was like, dude, that's
it
so big.
It is freaking wild thinking about, like, all of your, like, intestines and your organs and everything. And a huge, ginormous baby is in there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That is kind of wild to think. Like, how does it all fit in there?
It's a miracle of birth.
It is. It's a miracle of life.
I'm not joking. And I've said this every single time I talk about Megan's birth. If you don't believe in Jesus Christ, just watch baby being born. I'm sorry. It's a miracle. Like, you literally watch a miracle. I'm like... Oh, I know exactly what will open your eyes to the Lord. Just watch baby being born.
Dude, what made me also, like, another thing was just, like, the beauty of, like, breastfeeding. And also, I'm definitely in the camp of, like, a fed baby is the best baby, right? So, like, if women have to do formula, like, whatever. You know what I mean? But I breastfed Aria. And, like, it was just, like, amazing knowing that, like, my body produced all the nutrients that my baby needed to, like, grow and get bigger and develop. Like, how wild is that? Even to the point where, like, you know, when a baby is sick, your body knows and changes, the breast milk changes. And it's like, it changes different color and it like changes to give the baby what it needs. I'm like, God is real. I mean, I already knew that, but it was just like, how can you deny that God is real?
Well, exactly. You're denying it.
Right.
Yeah. That's it.
There it is. Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
So we did want to share something before we go into our fun topic today, which... We talked about going ahead and telling them. We're going to talk about funny Craigslist ads that we found.
Oh, yeah.
But we wanted to share that we did, in fact, get our first brand deal.
We did.
It does feel like, is this exciting? Is it not exciting? Because the brand that we got is, in fact, a yeast infection company. Vagisil, to be clear.
Which, I will say,
dude, I've
used Vagisil. Is valuable.
Yeah, dude, are you kidding me?
Like, it's important.
I've used Vagisil. I've used it on my daughter before. Every girl, every real girl knows. We know. The OGs know about just the problems down there. And so it's a very good product.
No, it's a great product. It's just funny.
That it just feels like weird that we're going to like.
So if any other brands.
Hey guys. Yeah, I just wanted to be clear to brands out there. We're open to more than just yeast infection companies. We will
promote them. I mean, we're open. I believe in using some medicine down there if you need it, but.
Yeah, I mean, no. Have I used Vagisil this week? For sure. But like, anyways, we're just saying we're open, but also no, we're excited.
No, I mean, yeah.
It is funny. It's kind of fitting for us because it's like a joke that like we're not even podcasters and like we're doing this. So it's like kind of a joke that we like got this brand deal. I'm like, are you guys sure?
Yeah, I watch the video first before you pay us. But no, I'm very excited. Thank you to Vagisil for reaching out to us because we do actually think it's a great product. So yeah.
No, yeah, we do 100%. It, you know, it's just awkward, but.
Yeah, whatever, we'll do it. But
also, we have no shame. So we're probably the perfect candidates. Yeah, actually they saw us and they were like, oh yeah, these girls have no shame.
Yeah, they'll do it.
They'll totally promote a yeast infection brand on their pages.
For sure we will.
Yeah, we will, say less. So anyways, we wanted to tell you guys that. We're pumped about it.
Yeah.
Hopefully one of many. No, we're going to be a one-hit wonder.
We can't, because this podcast, we're already so freaking deep in the hole with this podcast. We need money. We need some money because we're poor. So if anybody else wants to reach out. Yeah,
like I said, we're open to other brands as well. But anyways, we're excited. Thank you, Vagisil, for taking a leap of faith on us.
Yes. Thank you.
We aren't sure if we're going to make it worth it. We're going to try. Yeah. Anyways, we can dive into our funny topic. I am actually excited about this.
Well, it's funny because I'm like.
The ones I found are really funny.
But is Craigslist even a thing?
What do you mean?
Like, I know, but I'm like, is it actually still a thing? So I'm like, I feel like people just use Facebook Marketplace now.
Not after I could be getting scammed.
Yeah, but you're not going on Craigslist.
I'm not using nothing these days.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, do people actually still use Craigslist?
That's a good, oh my gosh, that's a good question. I don't know.
Do not get.
I know. I'm like, no, it's not messed up. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, have you ever put anything on Craigslist before?
No, not Craigslist. I mean, I've definitely gotten some things off of Marketplace, but not Craigslist.
I've searched stuff on Craigslist before.
No, I have too, and I feel like I've contacted people, but
no. It's like it needs to be updated. It's like, how is this still the way that Craigslist looks?
Yeah, I like on Facebook Marketplace, you can like still kind of see their profile and stuff.
Yeah, it's like Craigslist needs an update.
Yeah,
they're like 18 updates late.
But it did have, there actually were, which I didn't grab that many. I was honestly a little bit nervous that me and you would have the same one, so I didn't grab a ton.
I don't think we did.
Okay. Mine were, like, funny, so I'm like,
mine are funny.
And there was a bunch, so clearly people be using Craigslist.
Dude, people be using way more Craigslist than Yelp, which they're different things.
We didn't find anything for Yelp. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So we're going to start with mine, and then Sarah Ann can share hers after. So there's a picture of a bunch of, I guess they're men's thongs. This is the title, men's pre-owned thong underwear. And then it's a bunch of pictures on, like, on a bed. They, like, put out their thongs, and that's the picture. And it says, selling some of my underwear collection that I don't wear anymore. All have a ton of life left, and they've been washed, size extra large, very nice, and all brand names, located in Benton near the Techstar gas station. Okay, and then it just gave directions. I just needed everyone to know people are selling underwear. Pre-owned underwear on Craigslist.
Dude, I don't know. That's kind of how I feel about freaking Goodwill, though. And I know people shop at places like that, but I'm like, anything pre-owned like that that's been like...
Okay, I do have a confession.
Should I say it? Maybe you shouldn't say it. Maybe you shouldn't.
I've bought a pair of pre-owned underwear from Goodwill.
That's disgusting.
It is disgusting.
That is repulsive. No wonder you freaking need Vagisil. That's why. That's disgusting. Why?
It was Victoria's Secret.
Was it $1 million thong? Like, what was it?
It was a Victoria's Secret thong. It looked brand new. This is the thing. I'm not proud of it. Okay?
Did you wear it?
I don't have it anymore.
Did you wear it?
I did wear it.
That is so gross.
I washed it a lot.
I don't care. That's disgusting.
It is disgusting. I know. I'm in agreement with you. I'm disgusting.
You have to be at your lowest point to do that.
Yeah, I just, man, I've like been really carrying this for a long time now. I'm so glad I got to share it. Sarian is never going to look at me the same, and neither are you guys probably.
That is so repulsive to me. I cannot. I'm so sorry. You're okay, on a different level.
But also, if you guys saw these underwear, like, it's men's thongs also. So it's like, I think you're also a different breed if you're wearing a men's thong.
Yeah.
So, anyways.
Well, I'm like, I don't know. Thongs are the way to go.
For men?
Who knows?
If you ever saw, if Dustin came out in a men's thong and that was his underwear for the day, would you not be like, this is weird?
I'd be like, they made them booty cheeks be looking real good. Like, them cheeks be cheeking.
I would just be like, this feels really weird.
No, it would be weird.
It feels weird.
It'd be weird.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, it's definitely weird.
There's no, this is the thing, is women wear thongs to like not see the panty line because our, you know, if we wear spandex or something like that, like pants or leggings, men don't wear clothes that tight to where they have to wear a thong.
But now I like cannot imagine wearing like actual underwear.
Yeah. Do you remember? I remember like making that transition. I was like, I will never wear thongs. Like, ew, I will never wear thongs. And then now I'm like, I will never not wear thongs.
Yeah.
I only don't wear thongs when I'm like go to bed.
Yeah.
No, for sure. Yeah. And we wear our, and you know, your period panties or your period thongs.
No, I don't even have those.
Yeah. I just wear regular.
Yeah. I just wear thongs.
Yeah.
All thongs the time.
Are definitely the way to
we
go.
We are thongs girlies, but I will never buy or wear somebody else's thongs.
I will never again.
I'm so sorry, guys. She's disgusting.
I am really gross. I'm sorry. This is like I said, I was like, this is finally a time for me to come out in that way.
These were actually Megan's thongs.
And share my story.
These are Megan's man thongs.
Okay, here we go. $200 for 30 minutes of your time. I will pay you $200 to fart in my face. That's it. Nothing more. No, not joking. 100% serious. Contact me for further details. Men only.
Give me the contact. I'll fart in their face.
Yeah, are you freaking kidding
me? What's
the
contact? I'll
also, why does it take 30 minutes to do that? Employment type, full time. Experience level, no experience required. Well, that's good. Job title, laborer. Compensation, $200.
I mean, you have to think about it. To be, like, to be able to produce the amount of gas for that, it probably is a full-time job.
Dude, I'm a gassy gal.
Just beans. Just eat a bunch of beans. I'm a gassy gal, too.
Yeah.
That's where I'm like, I'll make a quick $200.
Like, bucks. Cute girls have IBS, too.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah, I've always had IBS.
Yeah.
Dustin is always
have
like,
tummy issues.
What is wrong with you? I'm like, I know.
No, when I was having all my gut issues, my gas smelled so bad. Like, this dude would have loved it. But yeah, $200. I didn't realize that I was sitting on a landmine. Or I mean, just a freaking money pit.
Give me the contact information. No, we have to be dudes apparently.
Oh yeah. Wouldn't work.
Oh, I'll send Dustin over there to get $200.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? Josh? No. Okay. Next one. Will you split a Costco pie with me? And then there's a picture of a bunch of Costco pies. And it says, I really want to try the Costco peanut butter chocolate pie, but it's 4.5 pounds. And I hear it's very dense. I can't eat it by myself. So I'm looking for 3 to 4 people to meet me in the parking lot of Costco and split it with me. We will have to be fast since it's 118 degrees outside. I'll buy the pie, but you must provide your own plate and fork. That's a fair request.
I just wonder about the people that post these things. Did he get any inquiries? Like, can you tell that?
I don't know. The pie was $19.99.
Sir, bring it home.
I do have a story about how I got food poisoning from eating a pie from...
Costco?
Not Costco. It was from Publix. Yeah. And I got food poisoning. Diarrhea, to be in fact, at a Friendsgiving. That was not my friend.
Oh, I think you've already told the story.
I haven't told it on here. But yes, that did happen to me. So... I would not be going to share this dude's pie with him.
Also, I don't know, dude. I'm just
He just kind of makes me sad.
I know. I think that this guy just needs friends.
Yeah, this is sad. Or family. And I'm looking for 3 to 4 people to meet me in the parking lot.
Maybe he just needs a refrigerator. Maybe he doesn't have a fridge. I'm like, you know you can eat that later. You don't have to eat it in one sitting. Do you know that about pies?
It's very dense, he said.
Do you know that about pies? So you don't have to eat the whole thing.
Yeah, it's just, honestly, this is sad.
What pie would you go for?
Oh, the pie that I went for. That gave me diarrhea.
What was the pie?
Sweet potato pie. It was amazing. Wasn't worth the bite, though.
was worth
it. Oh, and you want to know what's crazy? I had only eaten a sample. Like, we went to, like, me and this guy that I was dating at the time. It was his friend's Friendsgiving. And so we went to Costco, or we went to Publix right before we went there because we didn't want to come empty-handed. And so we were, like, looking at all the desserts. And this girl was like, do you want to try a sample of the sweet potato pie? And I was like, yes. Are you kidding me? Tried it. Delicious. Bought a pie. Brought it over there. On the way over there, stomach starts gurgling in a bad way. And that's when I was like, this isn't good. But I only ate a bite of it.
Yeah, it makes you wonder if it was something else.
It immediately hit me. That's what it was. And it was one of those where it was like, I've never had this sensation where...
Should we talk about it?
Yeah, where if you don't like go right then, it's just going to come out. And have you ever had that where it's like, no, you're actually going to poop yourself?
We talk about poop all the time.
I'm sorry, Dustin.
Girl, reel it in.
We always talk about poop.
Reel it in.
Okay, but this is a relatable story, okay? So there have been people that have pooped themselves, and I never felt that before until this time.
I'm so sorry that that happened to you.
Okay, so this guy wanted to share in the Costco pie experience.
I bet it's a good pie. Anything from Costco is very good.
You know, there's a lot of people that are, like, really, like, psycho about Costco and, well, like, how much they love it. No.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
I know. I'm not saying it's not, like, that's not, like, I get it. Like, apparently people are just freaking diehards for Costco.
I just have not had the experience. Membership, but, I mean, we don't go, like, we don't use it, but, like, they've got, a, like, if you had a family, because they've got, like, I mean, if I wasn't gluten-free and stuff and didn't have... Like, if you just don't care what you eat, not that it's all bad, but, like, I do have some restrictions. But they've got, like, big, like, good meals, you know? You can get, like full meals that you just, like, put into the oven. Like, this is just one I think I've seen it before, which I probably could actually eat this. But it was, like stuffed peppers, and it's, like, a whole entire meal that you just have to heat up.
It's kind of nice.
Yeah. So, you don't have to prepare it. Like, yeah, they just have a lot, and, like... Yeah, a lot of just good stuff.
But I feel like I would just need so much refrigerator space. I don't have that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it would just be like, okay, instead of getting, for me, I get 3 cartons of Greek yogurt every week. It would just be like one really big one.
Ooh. Oh, I thought they would just sell 3 cartons in one. They're just all like jumbo size. No, it's like size. A big.
Yeah, a lot of them are just big sizes. Yeah. Like, for you, like, if you get 3 bags of carrots, okay, 1 massive bag of carrots, it wouldn't be taking up much more space.
Well, it would have to be way cheaper, because that is in Chattanooga for us.
No, I'm not saying it's worth it.
It's just, like, not even worth for us, but...
No, they do have a lot of really good stuff.
I see the appeal, and clearly this guy... Maybe that's it. Maybe that was a jumbo pie.
I mean, I'm sure it was, but I'm just saying he could have refrigerated out it instead of...
I can't eat by myself. I'm looking for 3 to 4 people to meet me in the parking lot of Costco and split it with me.
That's sad.
It's really sad.
Yeah.
Okay. We hope that you found a friend. Costco pie dude. Okay. Okay. Sorry, I can't really understand the title of that. Okay, this one is Bike Rack. Possible low power genie. Okay. Sorry, the title, it's like all really tiny writing. Hey folks, this is a trailer hitch bike rack. It's a bit old and could use new rubber straps. I bought it used and my kids are grown, so it's free. I do want to warn you that a low-powered genie may have taken up residence in this thing. However, I don't have a lot of proof, but I have personally used this 2 times and won the lottery both times. Perhaps it's a genie in training or something, because I won only $6 and then $2. My wife has never won when she used it, though, so maybe it's one of those... misogynistic genies. So if you have kids and bikes and just want to see if this genie power grows in the future, let me know.
I think this guy's joking. Like, I don't think he's being serious.
Do you think he... I don't know. From the post prior, it's really could go either way.
Yeah, but I think this surely is joking.
He thought his bike rack was a genie. Like, the genie from...
Well, I'm like, that's a sucky genie if you're getting $8.
Six and $2, yeah.
I think he was joking. I think that was, like, a funny one.
I hope he was joking. I don't know.
I just feel like not... Like, people cannot... These many people cannot be that crazy.
This many crazy people can exist. Unfortunately, they do. Okay. This one says, super creepy. Run, Kia girl, run. Okay. Kia girl, come back. Jackson County. Oh, that was, like, a comment on it. Sorry. So, this is the title. Kia girl, come back. You drove that soul Kia, You drove it almost every day. The days I didn't see you were the worst. My family saw me slip into despair and spiral the days I didn't see you. But alas, you always reappeared. Then one day you didn't. There was someone in a Ford that seemed to mimic your route. I thought they may have snatched you up for some sort of weirdo stuff and ditched the Kia. I tried to call the police, but got no service. The person in the Ford looked like you. I worried it might be a skin collector and I'd lost you for good. Reach out to your biggest fan. What were you just saying about not that many weird people existing?
Maybe they just all exist on freaking Craigslist. Like, is like a male person? I'm like, who, what route?
Yeah, like, where are you seeing this girl in the Kia? And also, I love that it was like, I thought they may have snatched you for some sort of weirdo stuff. I'm like, weird? You're calling somebody else weird? Also, you are stalking this Kia girl.
This is like, you're a stalker.
Yeah, no, you are stalking the Kia girl.
Also, it's kind of funny about a Kia Soul is that my husband had to get his truck fixed one time. And he got just like the cheapest, whatever. And it was a Kia Soul. And for those that, number one, don't know what a Kia Soul looks like, and number two, don't know what my husband looks like. A Kia Soul is the smallest car you could probably get into. It's so tiny. And my husband is 6'5". So, and what was funny is, like, every time he would pull up, like, I was, like, honestly.
He freaking loved his Kia Soul.
I was so embarrassed. It was so embarrassing. He would, like, I remember one time I had a friend coming over, and I was, like, Dustin, park, like, pretty far. It was so embarrassing. And it was, like, I was, like, I did not know that, like, there was some kind of attraction to Dustin pulling up in a truck until he pulled up in a Kia Soul. It did. It was, like, buzzkill. Like,
well, it's funny you say that, because I feel like this may have sparked a conversation with me and some of my clients. We were talking about, like, if you were going on a first date, like, what vehicle would they pull up in to where you would be, like,
Kia Soul.
No.
Kia Soul.
I was, like, honestly, I was thinking, like, really anything besides a truck, I feel like. I mean, I've dated guys without a truck, but I just, at this point in my life, now dating Josh and other, I mean, I dated other guys with trucks, but it's just like, truck is the only way to go.
Yeah.
But like, what if Dustin rolled up first date minivan? What do you think?
I think it'd be kind of funny.
Minivan or Kia Soul? No, but like minivan, but it's like, it's his minivan. This is not like a joke.
Okay. Is it a nice minivan or is it like a dumpster minivan?
Just your average minivan.
I mean, I would probably think, like, he's been through some hard times. Like, I'm like, okay, this guy. It would
for sure drop your attraction.
Or I would just be like, if I would have pulled up in a freaking minivan, I always tell him, well, and I can make these jokes now because we are having children, that I'm going to be a minivan mom. And he, like, hates it. So I'm like, he would have probably never called me back.
Well, you know what's funny is Josh hated my car prior to the one I have now.
Oh, I liked the Jeep.
Thank you. I know. I liked my Jeep, but he hated it to the point where I didn't realize this. Like, he would never drive it. Like, I would be like, can you drive my car? And he'd be like, no. Like, he would never drive it. And now he drives my Kia. Like, and I was like, you never drove my Jeep. And he was like, that's because I, like, hated your Jeep. I thought I was, like, embarrassed of your Jeep.
Oh, I like the Jeep.
I was like, it was fine.
Dustin hates driving my car, but he just doesn't fit. That's, like, just the problem with Dustin. He just doesn't fit in anything.
Yeah. He just got them long legs.
Except for that Kia Soul, and he did like it. But anyways.
So Kia Soul or minivan?
Which one I would prefer? Probably minivan.
I think Kia.
No, Kia Soul's so bad. Just wait. I don't think you know what a Kia Soul looks like.
I rode in it with him. With Dustin? On our date. On our double date where you guys told us you were going to start trying.
We were
trying.
In the Kia? Mm-hmm. Ugh. It's so ugly. It's Dustin's lowest point in his life.
He was loving that. It was not his lowest moment. He was feeling good.
I think
good.
He thought it was funny.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Next one. Title. You farted at City Market. You were the tall brunette with a near-perfect body that farted in the bread section last night. I was the tall guy next to you that looked over and asked, was that you? You quickly replied, no, that wasn't me. You almost seemed insulted, I would ask. As the stink grew, you continued to deny your flatulence, but it was crystal clear. I tried to get rid of the stench by waving two loaves of bread. You proceeded to storm off. You are beautiful, and even if you are a liar and fart like a Clydesdale, oh my gosh, I'd love to meet you sometime.
Well, sir, you had the opportunity. If you were interested in her, you ruined it by waving the bread. Like, that's embarrassing for her. And don't, okay, like, if you're interested.
Yeah, it was her, okay?
Why even say anything?
So, just don't say anything. And then you just kind of like, oh, you're in this other aisle too? Hey, are you single? That's the way to go if you're interested in meeting her. Not asking her if she farted and then waving loaves of bread to get the stench away.
This guy, he's still single.
He is so single right now. It's pretty funny.
That poor girl. She's probably so mortified too. That is embarrassing.
Dude,
I mean, we've all been there. Like, you've crop-dusted people. Yeah, like, crop-dusted sometimes. But it's like, come on, sir.
Yeah, like, please do not call me out like that.
Yeah.
Again, pretty girls have gas problems. We have tummy problems, okay?
It is what it is.
It's pretty safe to say, though, you are not getting a date with her.
Yeah.
It's pretty safe to say. Could you imagine if somebody called you out for your fart, like, farting? Like, what would you say?
I don't know. I don't know if I would claim it or not. Like, I don't know if I'd just be like, it was actually me.
I think I would just be like, that was so weird. Do you smell that too?
I'd be like, no, I was about to ask you the same thing. If it was you.
No, but then it's like, obviously you, because you did.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, that's where I would just be like, it was me. I'm sorry.
What if he was like a really good looking dude and you were like, and you were single? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, I for sure say no. I mean, I'd do the same thing this girl did. I would just deny. But then I'm like,
obviously it was me.
Obviously.
Oh, gosh. Dude.
Or I'd be like, I know, I walked in this aisle and it was already smelling like that.
Yeah, this aisle's been smelling the farty lately.
I think they've got bad fruit.
I think I would just be like, yeah, I don't know, maybe it's one of these smell pieces that. Of bread. Yeah, that's a go. Yeah.
That's how I do.
You're not even denying it. You just say, yeah, I do smell it.
That is kind of gross.
That's weird. And you like act like you're sniffing the bread.
Yeah.
That's the way to go.
Or also, I don't know, if chances of you farting when a cute guy's around, it's like, come on.
Yeah, also, obviously, you look around everywhere first.
Yeah.
Come on, girl. Get it together.
Anyways.
Maybe she just had some sweet potato pie. Okay. Is this one you? Do you know?
That one looks long.
Is this you, though?
No.
Okay. I just can't. I looked these up a while ago. Okay. That one's yours, right?
Yeah, that's
okay.
Fine. Maybe one more of yours. Forever long.
Oh, this one was kind of crazy. Yeah, but these are really short. Okay, we'll see. We'll see. Okay. Easy paid gig as my human backup alarm clock. I'm looking to pay someone to help me not oversleep past 9:15 a.m. Monday through Friday. This would be very simple for you, and 95% of the time would require no action from you at all. My idea is that I would send one daily text just saying, like, up before a certain time, like 8:50 to 9 a.m. and don't want / expect a reply. The job comes in where if you don't receive this text from me, aka confirmation that I'm awake, then you race over to my apartment and wake me up so I don't miss a daily 9:15 a.m. call for work. Long story short, if you don't receive my text by a certain time, you come wake me up like a human alarm clock. Payment. I plan to pay a small amount for receiving my daily messages, and I paid weekly on the Sunday before to cover the upcoming week. If when there is an instant where you actually do have to take action and come wake me up, I will pay you $100 for having to come over and wake me up on top of the weekly amount already paid. Oversleeping is admittedly an embarrassing situation, and I'm really hoping someone trustworthy and reliable can help me out as I can sleep through 30 minutes of the loudest alarms easily. I am a man in his early 30s, and I live alone in an in-law garage studio apartment. There's direct access to my room from outside, so you wouldn't have to deal with any roommates or having to walk through a house to get to my bedroom. This is a great opportunity for anyone close by who's naturally awake and available or can be made available Monday through Friday around 9 to 9:15 a.m. time frame. Proximity to where I live is really important, and you would have to live close enough to be able to walk/drive over to my apartment within 15 minutes in order for this to work. Studio is located in Windsor Park area.
Not a bad gig. No, it's definitely not a bad gig.
So no one has a job. Like, this person just can't have a job.
Or maybe they work from home or something and they can do that. You know what I mean?
Or like a college student.
No, the thing I have a problem with is I don't believe when people
don't get up to their alarm.
I mean, honestly, this guy seems really like this is actually a problem. Yeah, but like
something's wrong with you.
Yeah, so probably something is wrong.
Or like you probably are not getting enough sleep or like something's going on. Yes,
something like go to bed way earlier then so that you'll be.
I think it's like my biggest pet peeve. I'm like, because
yeah, when people miss it, like I'm like,
dude. And I remember we had, or like I had somebody, I trained somebody, and he was like CEO, you know what I'm talking about, because you had the same experience. But or like he just was like a big up, and anyways, he just like was a businessman and like ran a very successful business. And then he would just like be like, sorry, I didn't wake up. And I'm like,
I wouldn't hear it for hours.
Oh no, same. Like 6 a.m. It would be like a 6 a.m. appointment. Yeah, 6 a.m. It was 6.
6 a.m. appointment.
Yeah.
And I had a 3-week-old baby.
And had to be.
I had a 3-week-old baby
at the studio, and you're like, which, I mean, we still got paid. I mean, that was like the thing. Like, you still get paid because it's a no show. But that's where I'm just like, I don't believe you. I don't believe that you.
Yeah.
What if this was your, like, what if this was an important meeting for work? You would be there.
Yeah. But because it's just that, like, you don't think it's that important.
You just don't respect my time, which is fine. But that's where I'm just like, I just don't believe people in this.
No, I feel the same way. Like, I mean, this dude, I do believe, but, like, most people don't believe it.
You didn't want to get up. It's cool.
You didn't set your alarm. Or you set your alarm, woke up, and chose to go back to sleep. Just wanted to go back to
sleep. It's cool.
It's fine. But also, you can't.
Really annoying.
Yeah. Dude, I'm not a snoozer anyways. Are you a snoozer?
No.
I think I used to be a snoozer, but I'm not anymore. Okay. Anyways, this seems like a good gig. I wish I would have been available in Windsor Park. Okay. Looking for back removal.
Back hair.
Oh, back hair removal. Sorry. Back removal. I'm looking to pay someone to trim the hair on my back and apply Nair that I will provide on my back. Wait approximately 18 to 19 minutes and then wipe off with paper towels that I will also provide. Preferably a female. I don't smoke. Non-smoker, please. Don't want to suffocate while waiting for the Nair to do its thing. Would prefer to come to you, but can work out a place somewhere. Let me know if you can help me by October 20th. This dude's got a date on October 20th.
What are you doing on that date? You're shirtless?
I mean, it's just getting maybe just like, yeah, just like wanted to wear a short sleeve shirt.
Actually, that's kind of grossing me out. I'm actually getting kind of sick from that. Ew.
What is the number you would get paid to do that? $200.
I hate to say, I think it depends on the person.
Yeah, but you know what kind of person is asking for this?
No money.
No amount of money?
There's not right now. I'll vomit on your back.
Yeah.
There, do you want Nair and vomit on your back? Then I'll come over.
I'm your gal.
I'll do it. Ew, I just can't. Yeah, actually, we got to move on.
Okay. Child cats. This is my last one, I think. Yes. Okay. I got some child cats in my backyard. I don't know what kind they are, but I know that the mama cat left them there, so she must not love them. They real cute. I see a dude cat walking around my street, and I think he's the father. He probably don't even know he got child cats in my backyard. Or he would come take care of them. He would come take care of them before they get eaten or something crazy. There are a total of 5 child cats back there. I know 3 of them are child dude cats because they got cat balls. That's how you know the difference between dude cats and female cats. Dude cats got cat balls, no cat balls. Well, that's a female cat or an underdeveloped child cat. Email Ray for more information.
Also, I don't think you can tell.
I don't know either. I don't think I've ever seen that. I also like, he was like, I see a dude cat walking around the street. I think he's a father. He probably don't even know he's got child cats in my backyard. Yeah, no, he doesn't know.
And also, they're called kittens.
I know. Isn't that weird?
You know what? One of my clients that wrote in, because she has, like, so many stray cats, and she's like, no, it's like, cat, like, she always feels so bad for these cats. But anyways, and there's, like, a cat, and she, like, has named all of them, which is really funny, and she names them, like, funny things, like Larry, or, like, there's, like,
I love
funny,
when, like, people name their animals.
They're, like, stray name. Animals, but or they're all strays, and, you know, right. It's, you know, she, like, I guess some of the dude cats are, she'll be like, yeah, he's coming over here. I don't know. It's just funny, because she's, like, knows the stray cats. But she did say this really kind of gross, disgusting thing, which also I hate cats, but this is really sad. Apparently, if, like, a kitten is, like, sick or, like, dying, the mama cat will eat it.
I didn't know that, and I just guessed that.
You know why? That doesn't surprise me, because cats are evil. Of course they would.
Yeah, honestly, yeah, sounds about right.
But is that not just disgusting? We'll eat the cat.
Alive?
Eat it.
Alive?
I mean, I think, or maybe if they're, like, when they die, but either way, it eats it. That's probably my client that wrote in.
Yeah. He's like, I know this dude cat, that dude cat. There's a boy cat walking around. I know he left the cats in my yard. I can't.
He's like a pimp.
Yeah, no, honestly. Okay. Okay, so be super careful. It's Sarian's turn.
Okay. Okay. I don't have that many, so I promise we're on the home stretch. Free to any willing home. My girlfriend does not like my beagle, Molly. So, and there's like a picture of Molly, just so you guys know, the dog. So I have to rehome her. She is a purebred from a wealthy area, and I've had her 4 years. She likes to play games, not totally trained, has long hair, so she's a little high maintenance, especially the nails, but she loves having them done. Stays up all night yapping, but sleeps while I work. Only eats the best, most expensive food. Will never greet you at the door after a long day or give you unconditional love when you're down. Does not bite, but she can be mean as crap. So, anyone interested in my 30-year-old, selfish, wicked, gold-digging girlfriend, come and get her. Me and my dog want her rehomed ASAP.
You know what? I feel like I did read that. That's funny.
Which, I think it's probably a joke, but it's
funny. It probably is a joke.
Yeah.
I bet they broke up. I don't know. That's funny.
Well, I really bet it's a joke. Or maybe not, but...
Why would you post that on there?
I don't know. It's pretty funny.
That's funny.
My girlfriend does not like my beagle, Molly. Beagle's pretty cute.
That is a cute beagle.
Okay. I am selling my wedding dress. This is beautiful size 10 gown. It was never altered because I was a perfect size 10 when I wore this gown 20 years ago. Now I'm a perfect size... Oh, wait. Moving on. Back to the dress. I saved this dress because I thought my daughter would one day wear it. It turns out she is perfect and very short size, too. No amount of altering will fix the dress for her. If you're getting married and want a beautiful vintage gown, this is it. If you're not getting married, here's a list of things you can do in a wedding dress besides get married. Go bowling. Halloween continued. Scare your boyfriend. Wear a Rocky Horror Picture Show midnight showing. Wear a sign to your divorce papers. Tell your new ex you're in a hurry. Wear it to chaperone your son's prom. Wear it to work. Wear it on a road trip. Anyways, it gives like a long list. Go to the beach in it. It's just kind of funny. Seriously, this is a beautiful beaded vintage gown.
You know what? That's not a bad sales pitch.
Yeah.
Like, that was pretty good. That was
obviously
clever.
She's like so bitter that her daughter is a size 2 and she was a size 10.
Oh, did she say 2 on there?
Yeah. Size 2.
That's funny. And awkward.
I mean, I would never get rid of my wedding dress, but it is kind of like... But you didn't like wear, like, you didn't get like an expensive wedding dress, but it's like,
I still have it though. Dude, never worn.
The amount of money I spent on this freaking gown, and you know, like, nobody's gonna, I don't know, it's like
gonna be out of style, like, no one's gonna wear it again.
Which I don't know, mine's pretty, I feel like, classic, but, or I don't know, maybe not, but I don't know, I'm just like, I can't picture a bride wearing it, or maybe they would, I don't know.
Wear a resale dress? Yeah. Yeah. Maybe not one from Craigslist.
Yeah. I thought about, like, seriously, I thought about putting it up in, because it's like, I'm not going to, like, put it in a box or any, or, like, a special, like, hang it up anywhere. I don't know. I'm just like, what do you do with it? I mean, I have it, but I'm like, what do you do with your
wedding
dress?
Where is it?
It's in here. It's in one of the rooms.
Yeah, taking up a lot of room.
That's what I'm saying. It's like.
Yeah. I mean, I still have mine that I've never worn that was less than $200.
Well, mine was significantly higher than that.
Now, keep it for when I ever have a actual wedding. Just wear yours.
You have to be a perfect size, too. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, no problems.
Okay. Free almonds. Free almonds need to get rid of quickly. I accidentally ordered 50 pounds of almonds. I only needed 5 for my recipe. Please, my wife will kill me. Taking any is appreciated. I'm like, just throw them away. But 50 pounds of almonds?
Also, how do you not realize, like, you're like, oh, this is $300?
Unless almonds versus, are just so cheap or something. I don't know.
Yeah, it's just like, how do you not know?
Almonds. Please, my wife will kill me.
It is just a picture of a bunch of almonds, guys.
Yeah, literally a bunch of almonds.
Ew, would you ever go pick up food from... No. I mean, obviously it's a no. But some... Like, would you go pick up food... Like,
I would pick up food before underwear.
You would?
Yes, I would.
Would I? No, I wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't, because you already did the underwear thing.
Yeah, I would pick underwear first. Yeah.
Okay, this is my last one.
Dude, that guy's scary.
Yeah, the picture kind of sells it. Okay, help us replace our friend Dabby.
Dabby. His name's already Dabby.
Compensation, no pay.
Okay.
Really good sales pitch so far. And there's a picture of Dabby who, let me just Dabby tell you. Dabby
looks scary.
Dabby looks like.
Dabby looks like Dahmer, the murderer.
Yeah, he kind of does, actually.
He does.
Okay. Our friend Dabby went on tour for a month, and we'd like someone to replace him before he gets back so that when he returns, he'll discover that he's been replaced. If you would be willing to kind of dress up like him and act like him and call yourself Dabby and hang out with us for a little while, it will be more than perfect. Must have long to medium long hair, some facial hair, and a charming but sneaky persona to apply. Or, sorry, snarky persona to apply. We can supply beer and food for the duration of hanging. Please include a headshot to ensure a good match.
You know what this reminds me of?
If you have to look like that guy.
What does this remind you of? Let's use my twin telepathy.
What part of this? Like this person or like?
No, the like replacing him with somebody that looks like him. Well.
I literally have no clue.
Okay. Sorry. When on The Office, when they got Asian Jim to replace Jim.
Oh, yeah. That's funny. Really look like him. But
no, but yeah.
Isn't that funny? What happens when Dabby comes back? He's like, who's this guy?
He's like, hey, Dabby. He's like, hey, other Dabby, we're roommates now.
Or I don't think he's roommates. They just said hanging out. I'm like, when yeah, just we don't need to know ask the rest Dabby of the to joke. Hang out.
Oh, I thought they were roommates.
Our no, they're not. No, he went on tour for a month. We'd like to replace him before he gets back. It doesn't say anything about them living together. He's just a friend. I'm like, just don't invite him to hang out.
Just say he moved and never contact him again. Poor Dabby.
Dabby went on tour.
Dabby for a also month. Probably needs a girlfriend.
Or these guys need girlfriends, apparently.
They all. Poor Dabby.
Anyways, so that was our. Honestly, the Craigslist had a bunch.
They were funny.
Yeah, they were
way
funny.
Way easier than.
Yeah, way easier to find.
Than Yelp.
So.
Okay, also, I meant to share this on your twin, the twin episode, or like, not the twin, but the one where you said you were having a baby. You're not having twins, unfortunately. Nope. This is like super random, but I did want to share it. Kind of weird that you, like when you told us you were pregnant, you were 8 weeks, right? I, like maybe freaky twin thing, I was having like two periods a month, constantly for months. 2 months prior to that, stopped having a period and didn't know why. It was like weird what's going on. And then you told me you're pregnant and that was like the exact time frame. I don't know. All I'm saying is kind of weird.
Are you pregnant?
No, I took a pregnancy test and then I finally got a period.
So you just missed your period for 2 months basically?
Yeah, but I was having two periods a month. And then all of a sudden, same time that you got pregnant, maybe stopped having a period.
Maybe you was trying to get pregnant.
Kind of weird. Just saying. Anyways, that was like super random, but I needed to share that with everybody.
How much were you panicked?
To be honest, like, not enough to share my pregnancy story yet. Like, that's why I was, like, kind of waiting on, like, maybe I'm going to share this or not. Because I was, like, so nervous. Or I was, like, internally, like, I need to, like, have a period first before. Or, like, I was going to make an appointment with the doctor. But I didn't think I was actually pregnant because I could, like, the way I felt, I knew I was, like, I really don't feel like I'm pregnant. So I wasn't, like, freaking out that much. But it was, like, what's going on? Like, I had two periods a month. So I was about to make an appointment with the OB. Because I contacted her and she said, wait another month and see if you like get it or not or whatever. So I finally got it. But I was not just because I didn't have any, like I felt great. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it was weird. Do you think that was a freaky twin thing or do you think it was just coincidence?
I mean.
You think it was just quinky dink?
I think it was just a quinky dink, but.
Okay, well.
But at the same time you were internally freaking out that you're pregnant, I was pregnant. So maybe a little bit the twin.
It's kind of weird.
Which also, this will be the last thing that I say, and then we can end this episode. But like, speaking of freaky twin things, when she was pregnant, so she had to be induced. Good grief, I did not realize how dark it was outside. She had to be induced, and I remember like she went into the hospital, and they had to induce her, like they had to break her water and stuff. But I didn't know any of that. Like I knew she was going in to be induced, but anyway, so
she was in my room when I was delivering, but she wasn't in while I was like. Going through labor.
Like before. Like, so I knew I was going to be going to the hospital with you and I knew it would take some time, but I decided to go for a run before because I'm like, I'll go for a run and then I'll go to the hospital.
So I was running, and I can't remember what mile it was, maybe, like, mile 2 or something. I got, like, a really, really bad pain in my stomach, like, really bad pain, like, sharp. It was really bad. And I thought to myself, I bet they just broke Megan's water. And I'm not kidding. 2 minutes later, Mom calls me, and she's like, hey, Sarian, like, they just broke Megan's water, so you need to come to the hospital. I was like, oh, I already know. I felt it. It was really weird.
So, quinky dink or... our uteruses were in sync.
Well, I feel like I would still be in sync then, especially after finding out that I'm pregnant.
Yeah, but you didn't have one. You had one my whole time. I'm just saying, it was kind of weird. It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Two periods a month for months.
He was preparing her.
Oh, I've been prepared for your baby.
Yeah, more prepared than I've been.
So prepared for Sarah's baby. Okay, this is going to be, like, this is the thing, is we're never not going to talk about your baby from here on out until you have a baby.
So sorry if you guys, and at some point it's going to be so visual that you guys are, I won't even be able to put this thing on my freaking lap.
Yeah, you're going to hate everything. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Can't wait.
No, you're about to feel real good.
I hope so. This first trimester has been sucking the life out of me, so we're going to hope that I feel better in the second.
You will, promise.
Okay, that's encouraging. Everybody keeps saying that, but I'm trying not to get my hopes up.
You will. If mine got a little bit better, you're going to feel much better. Don't you worry.
Anyways.
Guys, thank you so much for joining us for this Craigslist episode.
Yes.
We just think these are so funny. So anyways, thank you guys so much for joining. And we hope that you join us next week for another episode of Double T, where we spill all the tea. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.